Hello.
Who is this?
This is Frank Irwin, Mr. President.
And, Frank, who are you? What,
Executive Assistant to Secretary Wirtz.
Okay, I won't talk to him when he gets out of testifying this morning.
All right, sir.
On that briefing tomorrow, I'd like to try to get two or three items in there.
All right.
We blow up these things ourselves, and we have to give out these announcements, and we have to be honest about them. But we cause ourselves a lot of trouble if we don't balance them a little bit. And, he constantly says, well, we still got 3 million unemployed and 4% high and so forth. So when they brief them, I wish that that they'd say, now, it's going down to 3.7. And that's real progress. That's what we've all been working toward. Instead of bellyaching about it, I'd show it's real progress. But I want to remind you that each day we have X thousand coming in for new jobs. Each week we have X thousands. Next year we'll have this many new workers. So those three things I'd really like to point out.
All right, sir.
Then I'd like to point out that the unemployment rate is still so-and-so with Negroes and with young people were the highest. I'd hit those three things pretty high.
Yes, sir.
And I think those two things will kind of balance what you're saying on 3.7. But the hell of it is, when we get what we want done, it causes me so many more problems that are worse than I'd almost rather have unemployment. I'm almost getting to be a National Manufacturers Association fella, because every time you all put out some figures, I got 800 go to hauling inflation. And whoever puts them out, I wish he'd balance them a little bit. And Wirtz
right.
can do that very easily, but he doesn't put them out. He's got some fella.
That's Arthur Ross. Was the commissioner.
Well, can you talk to Arthur Ross?
Certainly, sir.
I'd get him in there and say, now, what's happening is what we've been working for. 5 years here, we've been struggling to do this. And now we're doing it.
Right.
And while it is 3.7, and that's good, we also want you to know that the 100,000 men every morning wake up, we've got to find jobs for. We also got to train them, and they're not training. We also got 8, 9, 10% of the Negroes, 6, 7% of the young people. Stress those figures. Say how many each day come in the market, how many each week, and how many each year, number one. Then number two, how many Negroes, how many young people, and so forth, wherever your high rate is there.
All right, sir.
How many women? Show that you got a lot of women they can hire. They want to hire people.
All right.
And I would guess maybe you can call back some older people if you need to.
I think we can.
Retired. I'd get a study.
That's happening.
Well, why don't you get a study of the number that's retired on account of the 62 age group or something, and say they could be called back if we need to. So we're not short. We're not going to ruin things because we haven't got a labor supply. And let's quit advertising it that way.
All right, sir.
Because everybody wants to go up every time you do.
All right.
Tell him to look at that and let me know how he can balance it when he gets off that stand.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right.